You're listening to Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Successful Parents and Couples, a fresh and powerful conversation on how to bring real shifts right into the heart of the messy and vulnerable human challenges we all go through in creating hot sex, love, closeness in our marriages, relationships, and partnerships, so we can move into thriving intimacy with soul and quite literally change our lives. I'm your host, the intimacy genius, Joanna Intara. Join me for engaging soul conversations as I connect with the top voices and heart-to-heart soul conversations in all things love, sex, hotness, closeness, and intimacy on what it really is to live and thrive in the way our soul calls out for most and to shift our lives like lightning as we learn how to do it. It's time to bring all the hot sex, love, and closeness we desire right into the places that most ask for it. The call for it is now, and here we are. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Friday, and welcome to another episode of the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness podcast for parents and couples. I'm so excited you're here. If we haven't met before, my name is Joanna Intara, and my clients refer to me as the Intimacy Genius, and I'm here to empower successful parents and couples like yourself to thrive in relationship with soul by cultivating the hot sex, love, and closeness that they truly desire and also deeply deserve. Come on over to our Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents and Couples. We have a wonderful conversation going on there each week where I post practices and challenges and dares even to get you to embody and try on the next level of hot sex, love, and closeness as it pertains to your own relationship and your own relationship journey. Each week we have a different theme. Last week was all about sex, and this week is all about love. One of my favorite topics and one of the things we discuss so often. And I thought I would start today by just sharing a little bit about my story with you. The name of this podcast is called, or this episode, excuse me, is called The Number One Thing to Do to Heal Injuries and Hurt in Your Relationship. And I think this is really important because unlike, you know, the movies or things like that, we do get to go past injuries and hurt and learn how to heal and repair and do forgiveness and understanding in relationship. But unfortunately, due to the fact that about 90% of us in the culture grow up with insecure attachment, it's really, really hard to know how to do all those things. Insecure meaning like we grew up feeling insecure, sort of anxious, or we grew up feeling insecure, abandoned, and most of the time we do not get the skills on how to really do the kind of adult healing, repair, and understanding that's deeply needed in order to heal any kind of ruptures or things that happen in relationship, because they're going to. That's just the fact. So we've been having a lot of fun this week going deep into these love medicines that are needed in order to make your partnership flourish. And I do know what it's like, you know, to get into stuff in relationship where you can become contracted. I think we can become hurt, we can feel wounded, we can feel injured, we can feel upset or annoyed, irritated, and similar. And it's really not fun feeling those things, but I think we just cannot pretend that they don't happen, because injuries are going to happen, hurts are going to happen, wounds between two people coming together are going to get activated, betrayals can happen, and loveless places can get opened, hard spots can get touched. I don't think it's unwise to, I think it's wise to expect that these things are going to happen. And it's not like society does a really good job at teaching us how to get through these things. And for couples, this is a place where you desperately need support if you're going to succeed in cultivating the exquisite hot sex, deep, nourishing love and closeness that you truly need and desire. And I didn't get taught this at all. I think I've shared a little bit about my story even more. It's like I didn't grow up witnessing any ability to do repair. It was something I had to learn. I did not grow up witnessing how to do compassion. I did not grow up witnessing how to do dealing with injuries. And I know that I'm one of many, many of millions also that did not get that. And then we arrive at adult relationship and we're like, oh my God, how do we do this? You know, how do we do that? So I know that my story is not just my own. And here I was arriving at adult relationship, marriage, two kids, two histories intercolliding, intersecting, interplaying, all those wonderful in-between words between the two of us, but with very little clue. And of course, then you have a partner and all of their transmission about how to heal injuries and heal ruptures and how to do forgiveness and understanding. So it can be pretty prickly and pretty difficult. And you might be wondering, how do you become the embodiment of mature understanding? How do we become the embodiment of compassion? How do we do repair of injuries, harms, or slights? And how do we become the co-partner in creating and embodying or facilitating true forgiveness? And I truly believe that these things, they're not optional, not if we want the hot sex, love, and closeness, because they make us feel safe with our partner. They make us feel held, compassion, understanding, forgiveness. Those make us feel healed. They make us feel connected in present day time without the murky shadows from the past lingering in our space. And so I think we really have to learn how to do these things. And I know for myself that I take responsibility for bringing plenty of my own injuries to my marriage. And I definitely was working on them all the time. I think there was this place where I really wanted to be a good conscious partner. And yet, despite my best attempts, I fell short on compassion. I struggled with making the repair that really worked. I was definitely stretched to mature into new ways of understanding. I had to grow into greater compassion and forgiveness. And I needed mentorship and support on how to do these things because I was stuck in the injuries that I were in, that I was in. Had a deep aloneness and untouchedness to them because I didn't know how to touch them. I wasn't taught. So I definitely also needed to cultivate deep mentorship and support on how to get through these things. Even though I thought I knew the way through them, I really didn't know exactly how to apply what I knew. So as a result, maybe like you, struggled, I felt hurt. And I could also be hurtful too, like any one of us. And to be honest, and this feels very vulnerable, it's definitely not easy to share that with you, but it is human and it's real and what so many of my couples go through. We can feel ashamed in our limitations and we can wonder how we are going to grow these love healing qualities of forgiveness, of repair, of deeper compassion and understanding. Because without them, there is a loveless soup that can get created. And then you wonder how the heck to create and have the hot sex, love, and closeness that you desire and deserve. My husband and I, we made a decision to dive in and to learn and get through it all. One of the things that helped me was to grow my compassion by practicing Tonglen, which is an ancient Buddhist meditation that helps you literally, breath by breath, reprocess pain, fear, and suffering while also growing compassion. My hubby also did it as well, and what he learned to do and shared with me was to be the embodiment of repair and forgiveness by asking me about all my hurts one by one and bringing deep care, support, and creativity right there after places where I'd feel hurt by him. I had to learn to open my heart of compassion and allow healing understanding, which was a big growing edge for me because I had not been taught that growing up. So there was definitely a big learning curve there. And because we had such a big love together, all of the loveless parts of us, the fear, the insecurity, and the worry and the hurt, they all came up for healing between us to come right home, right into love's embrace, which then only intensified the hot sex, love, and closeness and help bring all that goodness and yumminess also right into our family as well. That was wonderful to experience that, and it was Definitely, I think a juicy mix that you don't want to be without. So I really believe that you need all these forms of love too, the compassion, the understanding, the forgiveness, how to heal injuries, in every place that love isn't there, in every hurt, in every injury, in every wound, in every misunderstanding, in every slight, in every disconnection, in every place where there is lack of understanding, in every cold or contracted place or anywhere else that needs it. I do know what it's like to really pull yourself out of these places, to be honest with yourself, to expand your awareness and acknowledge, yes, I'm in this place where there is no feeling of compassion, no forgiveness, no understanding, and to be in a decided place to really bring the love and true repair and understanding and forgiveness right in there. It's literally like repatterning, restitching, and redoing all those places. It does take tremendous courage to be so vulnerable and to get real and take accountability for your shortcomings and to rise up in the triumph and love as you do it. And I can definitely assure you, it's worth it, all the effort, even if you're uncertain, even if you're doubtful, even if you feel hurt, or even if you feel insecure about it right now. And just imagine for a second, this is what I like to do, and I did, and I encourage my clients to do too, because it's really helpful. So just imagine right now all those challenging places inside of you receiving all of these love medicines right now. Imagine the hurts, the wounds, the misunderstanding, the injuries, the slights, the disconnections, the cold or contracted places, or anywhere else that needs it. And imagine if you just slow your breath and become aware and focused and attending to these places, that you bring in love and healing and forgiveness and understanding right now to those places. Just to sense in your body how that would feel. To feel in your heart how that would feel, to receive in your mind how that would be, to feel and imagine new understanding and compassion and repair between the two of you in relationship. Just imagine that and feel into it and sense the softness of support, of understanding, of compassion. And forgiveness right there, right where you're hurting right now. Just let that in. And I invite you to let the love that you imagine, that you desire, that's already inside of you begin to heal you. Truly, this is the foundational pillar of what it takes to create the hot sex, love, and closeness that you desire and need. And I really believe that it is your time, it's my time, it's our time as humanity to have this all the way. So, if there was one little thing you can do right now to move in the direction of expressing understanding or compassion to your partner for something that you know they need, what would it be? Just one thing. Let us know in the comments below or head on over to our Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents and Couples. Let us know there too. We'd love to meet you and welcome you into our cozy, luscious hearth of exploration and inquiry and community support. For me, right now, I'm going to go into the other room where my hubby is and probably drop a big love bomb of understanding and compassion at all the risks he's taking right now to grow in certain areas of his life. I know that he needs it, and I know that I can be a generous, good partner by giving that to him. So, wondering what you will do. And if you have any questions, I have room for one person this week to answer any question you have about how to do this in love in the places where you feel injured, wounded, challenged, places where things just haven't let go. And you can schedule a call with me at freecallwithjoanna.com. And I will tell you the one thing that I know you can do to shift that right away. So, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your great comments and your messages. I try to answer all of them. And I look forward to seeing you in the group. If this has been helpful for you, please leave us a review on iTunes or Spotify or SoundCloud. We're on all those platforms. Those help us get this wonderful information and work into the hands of the couples in the world that need it. I have a big mission here to help shift humanity by cultivating hot sex, love, and closeness in our couples. Wonderful vision, and I invite you to join and be part of that. And I look forward to sharing more with you next week on closeness, deeper and deeper closeness, connection, and intimacy get to be yours. Thanks so much for all your support. Look forward to seeing you for another episode next week. Have a great week. Lots of love to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness podcast. If today's episode shifted your world or gave value to you, I'd really love for you to leave us a quick review on iTunes. Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness is a collective conversation of bringing all our inner resources, expert advice, and real-world value with fresh embodiment right into the relational places that we all know need it the most. If you're ready to break free from your current challenges and rise boldly into your full relationship, thriving with soul, visit me at besoulfulfilled.com. That's besoulfulfilled.com. Or come on over to our Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents, for one-on-one coaching, daily advice, tips, and guidance. Products and courses, all curated to empower you to shift into true fulfillment till you're all the way home. Until next time, you're on the right path, your challenges and vulnerability are navigatable, and you're capable of shifting into love, healing, and all the hot closeness and connection you desire. Embody your best relationship self and shift into the soul-lit love you're meant to live.